This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Fewer immigrants were deported in the last 12 months from the USA than at any time since 2006. 6,000 prisoners in the Federal Bureau of Prisons are set to be released in October as part of the plan to slash the number of incarcerated drug offenders in half. Common Core was supposed to create one set of national educational standards. Test scores are now establishing that states are inconsistently applying the scores. In Ohio, 2/3 of those tested were proficient. In Illinois, only 1/3. In Massachusetts, 1/2. In California and North Carolina, state officials lumped together groups of students who either passed or nearly passed. The administration is using Kickstarter to raise money for UN refugee agencies designed to help Syrian refugees. Stuttgart, Germany has embraced diversity, and now 40% of its residents come from abroad, twice the national German average, and 60% of people under 18 are from abroad. One of three startups in the cities are developed by immigrants. Some researchers have a phenomenon called last place aversion have found that workers making just above the minimum wage were the least supportive of a minimum wage hike. Hillary Clinton says she would build on Affordable Care Act by looking at cost, including capping costs for drugs and doctor's visits, and going after drug company profiteering. Former President of the UN General Assembly, John Ash, a diplomat from Antigua, has been identified in a criminal bribery scheme involving more than $1 million from Chinese real estate interests to help in various business deals. The Teamsters Central States Pension Fund is back in the news, having sent letters to 400,000 members warning that their benefits might be cut. The highest court in the European Union ruled the data transfer agreement between the USA and Europe is invalid, given that Edward Snowden has proven that U.S. agencies had gained access to data blocked by privacy protections for Europeans. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is set to propose tough rules that would prevent financial companies from barring their customers from filing class action litigation. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about acts and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.